What about evil actions in Dhul Hijjah? Is there greater punishment or greater mercy? Barakallahu fiqh.
There is a general principle that many of the people of knowledge mention, and that is that the dhunub, or that the sins during the days that are virtuous, yani sins that are performed during days that are virtuous, that many of the people of knowledge hold that these virtuous times and these virtuous days are days that one refrains from sin. But if one performs sin during those days, then there are from the people of knowledge those who hold that just as virtue is multiplied during these periods, then likewise sin is multiplied and is deemed greater within these periods. And so, with that being the case, yani with it being the case that that is a position that is held by some of the people of knowledge, we should be cautious when it comes to the likes of these days. We should be cautious and careful that we refrain from disobeying Allah Azza wa Jal during these days. And these are virtuous days that Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed us with. And so we do not allow the shaitan to beguile us during these days in particular. And we do not allow the shaitan to, rather than taking us, or rather than us performing good deeds, he takes us to the performance of sin. No doubt, a sin performed in the Ashr of Dhul Hijjah is considered and recorded as one sin. But the enormity of the sin is what is considered. The enormity of the sin is what we should be aware of, is what the scholars and the people of knowledge, they mention. And that is a statement that has been mentioned by Al-Imam Ibn Al-Qayyim, rahimahullah ta'ala. He speaks of the tada'uf maqadir sayyat, the miqdar of the sayyat, that is the tremendous or the greater enormity of the sin itself, even though it is only recorded, it is still recorded as one sin, but it now becomes greater, even though it is still recorded as one. And so we should be extremely careful during these blessed days.